Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teich. Quilting often brings up mental images of 19th century women in Appalachian log cabins piecing together scraps of cloth by firelight. Tell that to Milwaukee's Lee Heinrich and Chicago's Faith Jones. These two very modern women, along with many others like them around the world, have taken a craft that was born out of necessity and turned it into one that is both utilitarian — you can use their quilts on your bed or sofa — and also artistic. They're called modern quilters, and they borrow and interpret classic quilt patterns as well as inventing their own. Heinrich and Jones are co-authors of a recent book on modern quilting called Vintage Quilt Revival, 22 Modern Designs from Classic Blocks. And a couple of weeks ago, they were part of a day-long workshop on modern quilting at Cedarburg's Museum of Quilts and Fiber Arts. Lake Effect's Bonnie North sat down with them at the museum, and Heinrich began by explaining the difference between modern and traditional quilting, which is not quite as straightforward as you might think.
If you ask 10 different modern quilters what modern quilting is, you'll probably get 10 different answers. But personally, I feel that modern quilting is very design focused. It uses asymmetry, negative space. A lot of the design concepts that I've always used as a graphic designer in my professional life have kind of been transported to the modern quilting world for me. So I come at it from that perspective, and I think a lot of people in modern quilting kind of come at it from the same perspective.
Faith, for you?
I agree with a lot of Lee. I think you'll see a lot of improvisation, not set grid design, but a lot of maybe floating blocks or not a set block structure or layout. Also, as far as the usability, you won't see a lot of the quilts just hanging up on a wall. They're going to be, you know, used and loved within the home. So that's another big difference, I think.
Talk about how you use negative space in quilting. How does that translate into the fibers?
Well, again, I'm coming at it from a graphic design background because that was my profession for many years. And negative space is such an important part of any kind of design for me. It really gives the eye a place to rest. It kind of sets off the parts of the design that you want to set off. It gives it more impact, more of a graphic effect. So negative space is really very important in modern quilting for all those reasons, I think.
But it's not necessarily, say, dark fabric. It could be, it's just something that doesn't draw your eye.
It's any area that doesn't have a design element, I guess I would say. Any part that is basically the background of the quilt. It can be a print, but usually it's kind of a tone-on-tone print, very subtle. It might just give texture. So there's a variety of ways that negative space can be used.
So how do you both approach quilting? I mean, when you're thinking of a new one to do you start with an idea in mind, or do you go with what fabrics you have on hand? How does the process work?
I design first, and then I pick the fabric second. And I do a lot of my design work on my computer using a program called Photoshop, but there are, you know, free programs out there. One's called GIMP, and you can download it for free online, and it's similar to Photoshop, or you could just do graph paper. But I spend a lot of my free time just using the drawing tools in Photoshop and playing with lines and the rulers in the tool and seeing how putting different design blocks together, do they create an interesting pattern? And then I just have a folder on my computer full of ideas that I can go to when I want to start something new. So it might just be snippets here and there that work together, or it might just be, you know, one block design I came up with that then I drag some colors into it and say, oh, this is a really neat pattern, or secondary patterns. So I do a lot of my work on the computer, and then after that, I'll go to my fabric and say, okay, what would look good here?
And Lee, for you?
I really work primarily the way that Faith does. The one thing I'll add to that is that a lot of times I will go and use a traditional quilt block, you know, decades, hundreds of years old even, as my starting point. But then I think we both have similar styles in that we try to use those traditional blocks kind of in a little bit of a more modern way. And there's a whole variety of ways that we do that. But a lot of times that's my starting point. I'll look through a volume of traditional blocks and find something that I want to use and then go from there.
One of the things that I noticed in the exhibit that was just here, the Japanese exhibit, mm-hmm. is that there was a lot of layering and a lot of applique and a lot of other things that go on. Do you both incorporate that into your work?
No, I don't do a lot of applique, and I don't do a lot of layering. And I don't know if I see a lot of that in the, quote, modern quilt community.
I would say that's maybe more an art quilting method. I don't think that really is used frequently in modern quilting. Art quilting and modern quilting are something that a lot of people don't quite know the difference between.
I was just going to ask you. I didn't realize that there was a difference.
There is a difference. I would say that, you know, we went to the Chicago Quilt Show this past summer, and this is something I've thought a lot about because I feel like I know the difference between modern quilts and art quilts, but I didn't quite know how to put it into words until we went to the Chicago Quilt Show. And all of a sudden it hit me that, for me anyway, the difference between modern quilts and art quilts is like the difference between art and graphic design. And again, I'm always coming at it from that perspective, but I think art quilters really are creating a piece of art with fabric, whereas quilters are thinking more in terms of design and not like an art composition. So I think that's the difference there, to me anyway.
What about for you?
No, I completely agree. We spent a lot of time walking through the show and looking, and I think the Modern Quilt Guild had an exhibit there and kind of doing some comparisons, and there are just so many beautiful quilts at that quilt show, but you could definitely, when you see them in person, see the difference.
And I think modern quilting is really, in a lot of ways, about making a quilt that looks good in a modern home as a throw or a bed quilt or something along those lines, as opposed to a piece of art that you put on the wall.
So there's that practical aspect,
yeah,
you know, a usefulness to it, which is what the original quilts were all about, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a book. Who are you marketing the book to? Are people like yourselves doing this kind of modern quilting, or perhaps people who may consider doing it? Maybe they're doing more traditional quilting?
I think the beauty of the book is it reaches a big audience. It's for, say, someone who just started quilting, is interested in the modern quilt world, and maybe they've done a lot of improvisation, but they haven't really looked at the history of quilting, kind of the roots, seeing what you can do with these really classic, beautiful blocks. And then you're also, you have maybe someone who's made traditional quilts for years, and they're looking for something new, a fresh new look for their layout, or a new way to use color, or just some new ideas. And I think it's going to attract that that type of quilter as well. So that's one of the things we're most excited about with the book, is that it's really kind of a joke that it's a book that I love, it's a book that my mom loves, and it's a book that my grandmother loves. And mm-hmm. And I don't know if you can say that for every book out there.
I think we're really trying to bring together the best of both the modern and traditional quilting worlds. I mean, as modern quilters, I think we still have a lot of appreciation for the traditions of the craft. So we're trying to bring that appreciation to modern quilters, but we're also trying to expand the horizons of people who are more traditional.
I think a lot of people, when they think of quilts, if they're not in the world, mm-hmm. Think of Appalachia. You know, they think of quilts and cabins and that sort of thing. But you were both from the Midwest. Is there a Midwest sensibility to modern quilting? Is there a style that you could point to and say, well, this is particularly Midwestern?
I don't know about that. You know, I might blow your mind. My parents grew up in Orange County, California. My mom's a quilter. So there are quilters everywhere. But, you know, I did grow up in the Midwest, and I feel like it was appreciated here. And that was another, you know, but there's different regions of the country. We just went to Salt Lake City for a conference, and I feel like quilting is extremely appreciated in that town. Mm-hmm. We were in the lobby of a hotel, and everyone was hand-stitching and knitting, and everyone came up to us. What are you guys doing? This is so cool. I mean, all ages. A woman in her wedding dress that was there checking in after her wedding came over and said, I want to be at this conference. What are you guys doing? You know, her poor groom standing over at the other side of the hotel. So I think there are probably some areas in the country, Austin, Texas, which is a really fun, hip town. We just had a modern quilting convention there, QuiltCon, and I feel like that town really appreciated the handmade. So I'm not sure if it's maybe a regional thing or different cities, but as you see knitting taking off and people, you know, making their own clothes taking off, I think handmade is becoming more accepted and more celebrated.
Yeah. Etsy, a lot of people are buying things and making things to sell on Etsy. I think there's been a real resurgence in handmade recently all over. And another thing I'll say is that a big part of the modern quilting movement is being online and interacting with people, not just in your physical location, but all around the world. So as a result, I think maybe there aren't regional styles anymore like there used to be, because technology has made it so easy for us to interact with people all over. And everyone is kind of getting inspiration from, you know, pictures of quilts online and things like that. So it really kind of expands the influence of the modern quilting movement all over the place.
It's really much more global than...
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just thinking, would there be designs that you could point to in the modern quilting world that, you know, you might say, oh, that person is from, but it sounds like not. It sounds like it's kind of whatever moves the particular quilter.
Yeah, I think there. Some people have personal styles. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can look at a quilt and say, oh, I know who designed that. That's, you know, Jackie Gehring's quilt or Ashley Newcomb's quilt or something. But there's a lot of different ways that modern quilters are connecting now, some through an app called Instagram on phones, smartphones. And you will see Pinterest, yeah. You will see organic quilt alongs pop up where someone will start making a certain block, and then all of a sudden you have people from England and Australia and California and Seattle, you know, all these different places making these blocks all at the same time and making these quilts. So,
and posting them, the
pictures on the social media. Mm-hmm. So to see it, just a pattern, you might say, I know where that started, but it really spreads globally immediately.
I love the idea of quilting by Instagram. I think that's just an amazing thing, and what a very modern way to approach a very old craft.
We've talked before about how, you know, in our grandmother's and great-grandmother's days, there were quilting bees, and now people from all over the country and all over the world are making blocks for each other and exchanging, and it's really fun how this very old tradition has just been moved online.
Well, Lee and Faith, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chicago's Faith Jones and Milwaukee's Lee Heinrich, along with Katie Clark Blakesley, are the authors of Vintage Quilt Revival, 22 Modern Designs from Classic Blocks. They spoke with Lake Effect's Bonnie North at the Wisconsin Museum of Quilts and Fiber Arts in Cedarburg. The exhibition Modern Perspectives runs through April 6th. You'll find a link to more, plus a slideshow of quilts from the book at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.